You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are with Cindy Miller, editor of The Red Book at azredbook.com, an established, highly regarded directory for those involved in the philanthropic community. Cindy will be discussing today how to build successful media relationships and submitting your event stories to the press. Cindy, welcome to Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So, Cindy, you certainly have the experience both as a print and online editor. Is there a difference in what you're looking for in stories pitched by event planners between the different mediums?
Well, actually, I would say no in one sense. No matter what the medium, you always have to keep your target audience in mind. And so you have to create content that resonates with your readers, no matter whether it's in print or online. Print's advantage is that you can produce a beautiful piece that you can hold, pass on, share easily. For me, that means beautiful photos and compelling stories on glossy pages. And who doesn't like that? But for print, party planners have to understand that for every party we publish, there's one we can't because of page limitations. One of online's advantages is that you can be more expansive. You're not bound by a certain page limitation. So I think the greatest advantage of online is its immediacy. You can share an event very quickly. That being said, your audience won't return again and again to your site if the content doesn't match their interests. So the answer to your question is that I'm still looking for the same things, a compelling story that will resonate with my audience.
And what makes for a good pitch, and what are editors looking for in order to consider a story worthy of publication?
Well, again, it's audience. Before an event planner, a PR person, or even a volunteer pitches a story, he or she has to know the audience and familiarize himself with the publication. To pitch something that doesn't fit within the scope of the publication is just a waste of everybody's time.
And to tag that, can you give me an example of one of the best pitches that you've ever received?
Well, editors like to have everything at their fingertips. This particular pitch I'm thinking of wasn't actually for an event or a party. But about a year ago, it came to my attention that a group of individuals active in the area's social community had taken a trip to Outer Mongolia with the Nature Conservancy. A few of the people would have been familiar to our audience and others not, which was an advantage to me because it enabled me to put new faces in front of our readers. Now, what piqued my interest was why they went, what they did there, where did they stay, and so forth, what did they learn. And they also had an arsenal of photos to support the story. I think the story turned out really well and showed another side of the, if you will, social set. So it was kind of all together. I could see the package all at once. And it was an easy thing to say yes to.
Today we are with Cindy Miller, editor of The Red Book and azredbook.com, an established, highly regarded directory of those involved in the philanthropic community, here on Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com. Cindy, planners want to spread their message to as many readers or viewers as possible, but many publications prefer an exclusive. How do you as a planner get around sharing your event successfully with these media outlets so they will share it?
Well, I think media in general likes that exclusive story, but in a way we're a little bit different because we support the nonprofit community by drawing attention to their efforts in fundraising. And so, in a way, I don't expect an exclusive. And I think insisting on one would actually hurt the very organizations we're trying to help. But that being said, I do like to publish stories in a different way than other people might, maybe a little different type of photo from what others are able to use. And certainly with the advantage of the website, I like to publish the stories as quickly after the parties as possible and with as many good photos as possible. I like to make it look as if you're there. And in that sense, the website is a huge advantage. There is a little bit of that idea of maybe being first and maybe being best. That just comes with the territory. But I wouldn't expect a nonprofit organization to give only me a story.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, how can planners best develop relationships with editors and or journalists?
Well, I've worked with a lot of people repeatedly. So there is that familiarity already. But for anyone, it's communication is key. They need to ask questions. What are we looking for? How can we get our information and material to you in a timely manner? What quality of photos are you looking for? Who would you like to interview for the story and so forth? What is your timing? Some PR people do this very well. Others, not so much. Some community volunteers do this very well. Others really have a little more difficulty finding their way through the process. And it is a process. And I think that planners, PR people, volunteers who are assuming that role really should consider themselves part of the team that is bringing this to the public. It's their job doesn't stop when they say, will you publish my party? Because they still have a role to play in the whole process.
Now, if you would, tell me some of the biggest mistakes a planner could make or can make when pitching a story.
Well, in pitching a story, you really need to find out what the person is looking for. It's not just a matter of, I want you to publish my party. It's, what kind of party are you looking for? Not every party fits in every publication, and they need to know that. Again, it's just its audience. And then the other thing is most editors, I think, would agree that it's very difficult for someone that doesn't uphold their end. It's, if materials are needed by the editor, they need to get there when they're needed, within reason. And the subjects need to be made available so that, you know, if there's a even a telephone interview that needs to happen, it can happen. It's no point to pitch a great story if you're not going to follow through. And if photos are involved and the organization is providing them, then they should discuss what kinds of photos might be appropriate. If the editor has hired a photographer, then it would be, how does the photographer like to shoot the party and help the person have access to the people that they need? It's teamwork, and they need to understand that.
And finally, what are your top three tips for someone planning an event and dealing with the media?
Well, I think it's really pretty simple. It's communicate up front, stay in touch as necessary, and third, deliver what and when you say you will. Whether it's photos or people to interview or follow-up information.
And also, if you would, tell our listeners the best place they can connect with you online and to get more information.
All right. azredbook.com is our website, and it's very lively and has robust content on it. Or they can email me at cmiller@azredbook.com.
Easy enough. Certainly appreciate your insight on how to build successful media relationships and submitting those event stories to the press. We've been speaking with Cindy Miller, editor of the Red Book and azredbook.com, an established, highly regarded directory for those involved in the philanthropic community. And the website of reference, once again, is azredbook.com. Cindy, thanks so much for joining us here today on Event Talk on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
And the pleasure was ours as well. And on the next episode of Event Talk, we will be speaking with Bruce Early, President and CEO of Creative Strategies Group in Denver, Colorado, speaking with us about event sponsorships, trends in sponsorship development, and best practices. Thanks for joining us once again on Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This show is supported by EventInterface.com, event management and attendee engagement software. Forget registration transaction fees. Start managing registrations and attendees today for a low monthly fee. Sign up at EventInterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.